9, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to you as well. Great to talk to you again after about 10 days off for me. I don't know what it was, if you had any time off. Do police officers get any time off?
Occasionally we do, and I was very blessed to have a couple of days off for the New Year, so I'm back and refreshed and ready to get back at it.
Very good. Same sentiment for me. Let's start with the arrest y'all made last week for this human trafficking case. This is what, two guys carrying two boys, and for labor purposes is what we think at this point? What happened here?
Yes, sir, that's my understanding. We had one of our deputies on the interstate and observed what he felt like was some suspicious behavior along with some traffic violations. So he pulled a car over for some minor traffic violations. And as he contacted the driver and the occupants of the vehicle, he started talking to him and got a little bit concerned about what was going on. So some further investigation revealed that that's what they had in fact done. They had had these two children and were transporting them to other places in the state for human trafficking purposes.
And they were from Central America, and they, you know, the theory, I guess, is, you know, this wouldn't be the only time, because who would do this just one time for two children, right?
Certainly, and you know, it's when you stop and think about it, Andrew, it's frightening. The I-10 corridor is, as we well know, is a major trafficking corridor for narcotics, for money, and for humans. And it's really scary when you stop and think about the magnitude of how many innocent victims are being trafficked that we just don't catch every day.
I mean,
and when you start to think about that, that can get kind of disconcerting.
Right. And we just, nobody wants to believe it's true. It's, you know, I remember when this really started to be talked about, maybe 5 to 8 years ago, something like that, is when we really started talking about this as an issue. Nobody wants to believe it's true in America. Nobody wants to believe that, you know, everybody flocks to the Super Bowl for a reason. Nobody wants to believe that there's people keeping slaves in their basements and in workshops. And I mean, nobody wants to believe that in the United States. And yet, we're one of the highest volume traffic two countries in the world, right?
I don't know any specific data on that. I would imagine that's accurate. You know, this is a big business to certain people to bring people in here. And, you know, one of the challenges that we face, and Andrew, I'm by no means an expert on human trafficking, so I don't mean to present that. But one of the challenges we face is that a lot of the folks that are being trafficked don't consider themselves a victim.
Mm-hmm.
They consider themselves as having entered into a business arrangement. And so they're here. They're forced to work for far less than it's worth. They don't get to hold on to their documents. They're not free to leave, but they don't consider themselves a victim. They consider that they've made an arrangement in order to get from a situation they consider to be worse.
Right.
And that makes it difficult.
Yeah, anytime somebody is the victim and doesn't believe they are, I mean, that's that much more difficult to investigate and to prosecute, obviously. That's a good reminder. You guys also had a kind of an unusual story involving a squabble over a beer that wound up in shots fired. Is that right?
We did. We had a lady in, I believe it was in the Midway or the Gulf Breeze area over the this past week. She got in an argument with her significant other about whether or not he would go get her more beer. He refused for whatever the reason, so she retrieved a gun and fired off about four rounds into the ceiling of the residence they shared. So she was arrested for that. But that just is another reminder of some of the silliness and antics that go on out there. And you know, this is kind of funny because nobody was hurt, but that's really a dangerous situation. You know, somebody could have been hurt, and you know, even accidentally, that could have been a real bad situation. So we're just thankful nobody was hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it's and to me, it's, you know, it's one of these things that falls into the sort of the gender paradigm, right? If it had been a man shooting a gun into the ceiling because of a woman, we wouldn't be laughing as much. We do laugh a little bit because it's over a beer and it's a woman firing the shots. But I mean, that's a threatening situation, and especially when your deputies show up, you don't know what to expect when the fight is over beer and their shots fired. Anything could happen, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's just a whole host of things that could have gone wrong with that scenario. So we're just really thankful that it didn't go any worse than it did.
Absolutely. One of the other things I just wanted to ask you about this, because we were looking at the FDLE crime report, the first 6 months of 2020 versus the first 6 months of 2019. And the one big note, obviously, for Santa Rosa County is you really can't compare one year to the other because the sheriff's office, they say, didn't report in 2019. Can you maybe explain why that happened, or help me understand what's going on here?
Absolutely, and it's not that we didn't report in the first of the semi-annual reporting in 2019. We did have an error in the way that we reported, and we inadvertently reported our numbers incorrectly, which has since been corrected. However, that because the numbers were wrong to begin with, down the line, that'll give an inaccurate appearance of the stats of the time. Sheriff Johnson is going to be sending out a press release here in a little bit today to kind of explain that, because it is confusing. It is very confusing. We were inadvertently reported incorrectly for one of the semi-annual reporting periods, and that has since been adjusted.
Okay. Now, are you able, I assume you are able, to look back at the data as corrected and to be able to give a picture of whether numbers and in which categories went up or down? Is that something you can say now? Is that something we're waiting for the press release on?
That is. I'm certain that's something that can be said. I don't have those numbers, in front of me at the moment. I'm certain that's something that will be forthcoming.
Okay.
But I just don't have that right now.
Yeah, because I would love to be able to, obviously, again, I understand about the timeliness of the original reporting and how they're, you found an error, you're correcting it. But once we get the data settled, I'd love to be able to go back and look and talk about, how you all did, 6 months over 6 months from 2019 to 2020. So if that's not in the press release today, then maybe next Monday we can talk about that as well. Anything else that we need to know that I didn't ask you about, Chief?
No, sir. I think that for the beginning of 2021, I think we're on some pretty solid ground, and let's just hope it stays that way.
Oh, I meant to ask you, did you get more calls this year because of fireworks, private fireworks, now that it's legal on New Year's Eve and Day?
I don't know, Andrew. I'm going to have to look into that.
Okay.
I haven't really asked about that yet. I'll check into that and find out.
I assume more people were doing it. Maybe the same people were doing it, and it just now happens to be legal. I was just kind of curious if more people would report it or not. I mean, I have no idea. I was out of the state, so I certainly wouldn't know from firsthand. Chief Deputy with the go ahead. Sorry, you're going to say something?
No, I was just going to say it's going back a hot minute when I was on patrol, but I recall working New Year's Eve, and that was always one of the worst nights to work because of the amount of just ridiculous fireworks complaints that we get. And they're not the ridiculous ones are not reported as fireworks. They're reported as gunshots.
Right.
And it's always the same thing. Well, I grew up in the country. I know what guns sound like, and it's guns. And we get those calls all night. So even if fireworks are legal, you're probably not going to change people calling in gunshots on New Year's Eve.
And you have to treat everyone like it could be, because you can't know until you investigate it. That's the point. Shane Tucker, he is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, I always appreciate the time. Happy New Year to you, and thanks for joining us this morning. And thanks, as always, for keeping us safe. We appreciate that work.
Thank you, Andrew. We'll talk to you soon.